On today's show, we got 20 more games from week 3 of the 2025 college football season, and we're making picks on every single one of them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome in. Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. Obviously, most active on X. Don't forget about bettingcfb.com. If the website is not working for whatever reason, it's very easy. buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. That is where you can find it. All of these different stat graphics, etc., they will all be up over there, already are up over there. Any official plays that I make are also over there as well, along with some different stat graphics, etc. So it's all right there. Let's not waste a bunch of time. Let's go ahead and jump into it because we got a lot of games that we got to talk about. So let's dive in. Here's game number one. Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone, ESPN, NC State travels over to Wake Forest. And NC State is a 7.5-point favorite right now, total of 51.5. This is the 119th meeting. It is the ACC's longest continuous rivalry. It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. A visitor is 4-14 straight up and against the spread, but the visitor has won and covered both of the last two meetings. Wake won 34-30 in Raleigh last year. And looking at the numbers this year so far, my projected stats spread has Wake Forest favored by about half a point. My power rating has NC State favored by about 4.5 points. This is interesting, right? NC State has way better overall talent. I like the coaching matchup here. Jake Dickert, third game as the head coach at Wake Forest. Dave Doran, of course, been around there for a long, long time. Turnover margin, etc. What I find interesting is Wake Forest's defense has been really good. Now, they have played the 132nd current strength of schedule in the country. NC State, number 73. And NC State certainly looked pretty good against Virginia last week. But Wake Forest, coming off of beating an also-ran and beating Kennesaw State in week one, they didn't look very good against Kennesaw State. I think that's why this line has gotten out to where it is. Feel like this is a little bit of a tighter matchup here. I like the defense for Wake Forest to kind of slow down NC State, maybe confuse them with some things. I don't know how many points they're going to score, but if you were going to put up any points, probably good to do it against this NC State defense, which is number 118 in PPA allowed per drive thus far. They gave up. It really should have given up more points to East Carolina, but they didn't. The way that I'm looking at this is I think it's going to be a relatively tight game. And if that's going to be the case, the fact that this thing is 7.5, I'm all over Wake Forest on this one. So give me the Demon Deacons plus 7.5. Next one up, Colorado heads to Houston on Friday night. This one on ESPN as well, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And Houston, currently a 5.5-point favorite, total of 43.5 on this one. Let's go through some of the trends. The road openers, Colorado is 6-3 against the spread with 4 outright upsets in those road openers. Houston 0-4 against the spread in their last 4 conference home openers. However, Houston 6-1 against the spread their last 7 games before a bye week. Now, obviously, you got a new coach in there, Willie Fritz, in his second year. This is a fun coaching matchup. You got Willie Fritz going up against Deion Sanders. Colorado didn't look great against Delaware last week. Would not have covered that game if not for a miraculous, you know, 27-yard field goal that went wide. The Colorado defense thus far not looking great, but I think that they are better than what they have looked like. They gave up a bunch of yards, not a ton of points against Georgia Tech in that first game, and then against Delaware last week, they gave up basically nothing. Looking at some of these, you know, Colorado has the better overall talent on three talent rank here. We have got number 51 for Houston, number 29 for Colorado. Fun quarterback battle as well, by the way. Connor Wigman going up against Caden Salter and whoever else. Juju Lewis, excuse me. Caden Salter is going to be the guy that plays. You look at, you know, the five factors rank, et cetera. Houston certainly, definitely better in that. I think that Colorado is a little bit better than what they look like against Georgia Tech. And if you look at the strength of schedule, Houston number 112, Colorado number 68 thus far. I think Colorado is a little bit better than what these numbers are saying because my power rating has Houston by 4. My projected stats number has Houston by 8.73. I think it's probably closer to the 4. I'm going to take Colorado plus the 5.5 on this one. Also on Friday night, we've got Kansas State heading to Arizona. This one, 8 p.m. Central on Fox. Interesting spot. Kansas State is now favored by 1.5 points, total of 54.5. This thing opened up as Arizona, a 1.5 point favorite. The total has stayed the same. My stats projected spread has Arizona by 16. Now, part of that is because currently Kansas State has played 3 games. They've got the number 63 current strength of schedule, but Arizona, number 128. They played Hawaii and whoever they beat up on last week. That's it. They've played basically nobody. So, easier schedule. They've put up some good points. Their PPA margin certainly looks good right now. Their offensive success rate is still atrocious, even though they've played nobody. So that's something to pay attention to. They have been, you know, explosive. Number 12 in offensive explosiveness. They have not allowed very much explosives. Or very many explosives, excuse me. They're number 12 in defensive explosiveness allowed. So they're number 4 in net explosiveness. Kansas State probably should have beaten Iowa State, probably should have beaten Army last week. And yet here they are sitting at 1-2. The Ireland curse lives on. That's the way it works. But with this game situated where it is, etc., I know it's a short week. I'm going to side with, well, here's, all right. This is a non-conference game, by the way. This is not a Big 12 game. This is something that was scheduled before. So both of these teams are playing 10 Big 12 teams this season. Last year, Kansas State won this 31-7. Kansas State, 3 outright upsets in road openers. Now, granted, I wrote that down when they were a dog. This number has moved. Kansas State, 22-9 against the spread off of a straight-up loss. That's interesting. That's interesting. I think Kansas State gets this done. I don't think they're nearly as bad as what they have looked. You start looking at position groups, et cetera. Aside from their defensive line, which has not been very good, but it's not like Arizona's is great, their offensive line. But the defensive line for Kansas State is pretty good. The linebackers are pretty good. Back 7, pretty good, you know, et cetera. I think they're going to be okay. So I will go Kansas State on this. Give me the Wildcats. I feel, give me the Little Apple Wildcats, the Manhattan Wildcats, if you will. Just realized that, yeah, we got 2 Wildcats here. Pretty fun battle here. Game 4, this is another Friday game. New Mexico heads to UCLA. 9 p.m. Central on the Big Ten Network. New Mexico plays at UCLA. UCLA currently a 15.5 point home favorite, total of 53.5 on this. New Mexico, 3 straight against the spread wins against former Pac-12 teams. Now, granted, Bronco Mendenhall was there last year, but New Mexico also covered against Michigan to start off this year. Jason Eck is the new coach there. Fantastic job. thus far. I expected nothing out of New Mexico. They are at least interesting, if nothing else. I will say that. Since 2014, UCLA 16-20 against the spread as a 10-plus point favorite. So double-digit favorite. UCLA not very good at covering those numbers. Here, they opened as a 14.5 point favorite. They're up to 15.5. Yeah, they kind of got some things going against UNLV last week, but the numbers are still the numbers. Number 121 in PPA margin. New Mexico is number 102. My stats projected spread has UCLA minus 3.31. My power rating only has UCLA by about a touchdown. I find that very interesting. Maybe Nico got things rolling in that second half. I will have to see it to believe it. Short week for both of these teams. UCLA coming off of two straight losses and two spread losses. New Mexico got a win last week. This is too many points for me. The best that I can get right now is New Mexico plus 16. The consensus number is UCLA minus 15.5. But if I can find a 16.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Which I have, I'm going to take that. So give me the Lobos plus 16. Are you tired of sore knees or joints slowing you down? GhostSleeves uses built-in kinesiology tape technology to give you support, reduce pain, and help you recover faster. Use code WCE for 15% off over at GhostSleeves.com. And if you haven't already, go ahead and like the video, subscribe to the channel. And of course, jump in the comments. Tell me what your picks are. I want to know. Let me know what your picks are before this week's games, before you start trashing mine. Oh, by the way, last week went 12-8 in the other 20 games. That puts us at 25-15 in my other 20 games videos. Overall on the season, in my 10 best games and the 20 other games, 60 picks thus far. 35-24-1 against the number. Just tossing it out there. All right. Carrying on. Move to game number 5. Central Michigan heads to Michigan. And Michigan is a 27.5 point home favorite. Total of 41.5 on this. Low total. Double digit spread. Typically, that is when you bet the dog. However, there is a huge talent discrepancy here. Michigan is coming off of a loss at Oklahoma. Central Michigan coming off of a loss at Pitt. And you saw what Pitt was able to do in that game. Sharon Moore not coaching this one. Biff Poggi is going to be the head coach for the next two games. He is the interim while Sharon Moore is suspended. Interesting spot. My numbers have Michigan minus 22. My power rating has Michigan minus 21.5. And yet this thing's up at 27.5. Michigan 13-0 straight up, 9-4 in the last 13 against the number against the MAC. Central Michigan, this is their third straight road game. They are 5-4-1 against the spread in their last 10 against the Big Ten. Central Michigan ran out of gas against Pitt last week, and Pitt does not have near the hosses that Michigan does. Michigan is going to try and get the running game going really well. Justice Haynes had that big run against Oklahoma, but that was about it. This is the spot, I believe, where Michigan kind of opens things up. I don't know that they'll necessarily let Bryce Underwood throw a lot. I think they'll let him throw more than they did last week because Central Michigan is not going to be able to get home. Like, they can't create havoc. I'm not expecting very much out of them for this. So, looking at, let's see, havoc rate, number 101 from Central Michigan. Underwood will have time. I think Michigan opens things up. I know my number doesn't say it. And remember, this is only 2 weeks worth of data that we're looking at. So be wary. I'm going to take Michigan. Minus 27.5 on this. Give me the Wolverines to cover at home. Next one up, we got Oklahoma heading to Temple. That's right. I think this is their first time to Philly since the 40s, if I'm not mistaken. But this one's Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPN2. Oklahoma currently a 23.5-point favorite, total of 52.5. Oklahoma won 51-3 against Temple just last year. Oklahoma 6-4 against the spread against the AAC. That includes a bowl loss to Navy last year. Since 2019, Temple 1-7 against the spread against P4 opponents. That was before Casey Keeler came around. This is the sandwich spot of all sandwich spots for Oklahoma. As you see, my number on this, stats projected, which is supposed to be opponent adjusted. Temple has played UMass and an FCS team and just beat the dog piss out of both of them. Oklahoma, number 64, they beat up on Illinois State 35-3, and then they beat Michigan last week. But my stats projected spread has Oklahoma by 7.76. Power rating has Oklahoma by 12.3. Temple, their numbers are fantastic. They are doing exactly what you are supposed to do against lesser than opponents. And for a while there, Temple was one of those lesser than opponents. It appears Casey Keeler has got that culture figured out. He's got really good players. He feels good about them. The on-three talent ranking wouldn't tell you that. They're number 125 in that. Oklahoma is number 15. Keeler just finds a way. And as I said, sandwich spot like crazy for Oklahoma. Big, massive home win over Michigan last week. Now you got to go on the road to a G5 team and you're favored by more than 3 touchdowns. And then next week, you got Auburn and Jackson Arnold, who transferred out of your program, coming back in. You don't think they're ready for that one? Like, they know they got to win that one. This one, I could see Oklahoma maybe going through the motions. Just going through the motions a little bit. I will take Temple, plus 23.5. I know that goes against the trends. I know it goes against what happened last year when Oklahoma beat them 51-3. I know all this. This just kind of feels like one of those sleepy spots. Saturday morning, you're on the road in Philly. You're really more worried about the game next week. You're coming off of a big-time win last week. Yeah, give me Temple plus 23.5. Big noon kick is going to Chicago Saturday morning. And they are going for the Oregon Ducks and the Northwestern Wildcats. That's right, 11 a.m. Central Time, God's time zone, on Fox. Interesting spot. Oregon favored by 27.5, and they just eviscerated Oregon State last week. They didn't even beat Montana State that bad. It's kind of crazy. 69-3 was the total in that one, or the final in that one. Oregon favored by 27.5 here. Total is 50.5. That has come down 2 full points. I think we can probably expect some wind in Chicago, in the Windy City, of course. But this one's going to be at the, it's not at Wrigley Field or anything like that. It is at the Lakefront Stadium that they have built. That's only going to be here through the end of this year. Interesting spot. It's a beautiful stadium. Beautiful. Northwestern probably does not have the dogs to hang in this one. I'm curious about this. Oregon 3-1 against the spread in different time zones last year. So they were really the lone team that travel didn't really seem to affect them very much. 17-9 against the spread as road favorites. They seem to embrace going on the road and just thrashing people. It's kind of a Dan Lanning thing. Northwestern went 1-3 against the spread as a home dog last year. I think Northwestern can be good. I don't think that this is the spot for that to happen. Oregon number 8 in overall talent rank, number 57 for Northwestern, number 3 in PPA margin for Oregon, number 95 for Northwestern. Now, Northwestern has played a more difficult schedule, but it kind of feels like Oregon would be doing this to all of the teams that Northwestern has played as well. Special teams efficiency is a massive advantage for Oregon. Turnover margin, massive advantage for Oregon. Points per play, red zone conversions, you know, the points per game margin. I mean, just every kind, 5 factors rank. Number 2 for Oregon. That's not even talent included. Number 2 for Oregon, number 106 for Northwestern. It is just a massive, massive, it's the gap between these two teams is a canyon. It's huge. So with that said, I know it's a lot of points. I thought this line would be 30-something. I know my power rating says Oregon by 20. Again, early in the season, we're trying to figure these teams out. My stats projected spread says Oregon minus 33 and close to a half. I'll take Oregon minus 27.5 on this. Game number 8. Memphis heads to Troy Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Central Time, ESPNU. Memphis favored by 3.5. This thing was at 6.5. It has come down 3 full points. 50.5 is our total, so that has come down a point as well. Memphis won 38-17 at home over Troy last year. The Tigers are 1-5 against the spread in the second game of back-to-back road games. That's pretty crazy. That is pretty crazy. My stats spread says that Memphis should be favored by 10. The power rating has Memphis by 8. And Troy did look pretty good against Clemson last week. Memphis has not played anybody close to that. Number 117 in current strength of schedule. They beat up pretty good in the second half on Georgia State on the road last week. Troy, number 40 in strength of schedule, and they hung around with Clemson for a long time. Had a lead in the second half, a big lead in the second half, double digits. And then Clemson eventually came back, handled the game like they should. That was a game where there was a interception return. It was all kind of things that went Troy's way in that game. I don't think that they are that good. I don't think Clemson is that bad. I do think that the rain delay of 3 to 4 hours, whatever it was, probably had something to do with that, along with the fact that it was a sandwich spot for Clemson. Let down off the loss to LSU. Look ahead spot for the Georgia Tech game this week. I don't think Troy's that good. So, looking at that, I think this number's gotten too low. I did tell you that Memphis, you know, I told you last week, Memphis not very good at covering on the road. The 1-5 against the spread in the second of back-to-back games, or back-to-back road games, I'm going to take Memphis minus the 3.5. The number's gotten too low. This is a good Tigers team. I'm expecting them to be able to compete in the AAC. If you're going to do that, you know, Memphis does have Arkansas next week. But first, you got to handle business on the road. I think they're better than this Troy team. Why struggle doing everything yourself? On Fiverr, you can hire professionals for just about anything. marketing, editing, design, and more. Save time, get it done right. Click the link in the description to get started. Once again, of course, buymeacoffee.com/winningcures if you want these stat sheets. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and subscribe to the podcast as well. That would help me out. Leave a nice 5-star written review. South Alabama heads to Auburn. This is the first ever meeting between these two. This one's 11:45 a.m. Central on the SEC Network. Auburn currently a 25.5-point home favorite, total of 54.5 on this one. And that total has gone up a point, but it's still sitting at the same 25.5. This is an interesting spot for the Tigers. South Alabama, 4-4 against the spread against the SEC. They lost last year 42-10 against LSU. South Alabama, 6-4 against the spread as double-digit dogs, but they are 0-3 against the spread as a dog of 20-plus or more in their last three in that role. Auburn, there's no good against the spread number for them, so it's not even worth really discussing. But Auburn looked good against Baylor in week one. They destroyed the team they played just last week. Now they have South Alabama for the first time ever. It's kind of a state pride kind of thing. Auburn has not exactly been explosive as of yet. South Alabama, tight game with Tulane just last week. Tulane had a good lead on them. South Alabama was able to come back. I wonder how much energy did they expend trying to come back and beat Tulane at home last week. Very curious there. With that said, Auburn has Oklahoma coming up next week. This is one of those spots where I think that Hugh and that bunch are going to be looking ahead to the Oklahoma game. If that is the case, South Alabama could absolutely hang in this thing. Major Applewhite, the coach there. Paul Petrino is the offensive coordinator. I think they're going to be able to do some stuff. Bishop Davenport is the quarterback there. And, you know, the defense isn't great by any stretch. I don't know if they're going to be able to stop the Auburn running game. But, I mean, there's a chance that they can hang around in this thing, and I'm going to take that chance. I seem to bet against them all the time. I swear, it's not a bias thing. Well, it might be a bias thing. We'll see. I missed on Auburn in week one. We'll try it again here. Give me South Alabama plus 25.5. I think it's too many points. You see, I've got the stat spread, Auburn minus 21.5. Power rating, Auburn minus 18.5. South Alabama is okay. So I'll take them at plus 25.5 in a look-ahead spot for the Auburn Tigers. Game 10, USC. The Trojans head to West Lafayette. They're going to take on the Purdue Boilermakers. 2:30 p.m. Central Time on CBS Saturday. USC currently a 21-point favorite. That's the consensus. There are other numbers out there. A total of 58.5. Trend on this, USC 0-7 against the spread in true road games in different time zones. That's right. 7 straight losses against the number in different time zones for USC. Purdue, however, if you want to fight bad stats with bad stats, Purdue is 8-20 against the spread since 2020 in conference games. They are 0-4 against the spread in their last 4 home openers. Yeah, our home conference opener, excuse me. 21.5 out there. Stat spread has got USC minus 20. My power rating has USC minus 11. This ain't last year's Purdue team. Have they been world beaters? Absolutely not. But Barry Odom has brought a level of competency to this program. And again, they're not great. You know, looking at net points per drive, the fact that Purdue is a top 25 net points per drive team, I don't care who they've played. That's insane to me. USC is clicking on offense. Number 1 in offensive success rate. They are number 2 in PPA margin, number 4 in offensive PPA per drive. PPA is predicted points added, by the way. Again, the overall talent rank is a massive difference, but, you know, you see the difference here. Penalties per game, Purdue is number 2 at only 2.5. USC number 83 at 6.5. This is wild. Absolutely wild. I think Purdue is going to be excited about this with a new coach, with a new team. USC traveling multiple time zones again. I'm going to need the Trojans to prove it to me that last year was just a fluke, was just a blip. I do think they're better this year, but I still think that Purdue can keep this within 21.5, and that's the number that we're going to take right now. I think you can get that at Caesars as we speak. So Purdue plus 21.5 on this, certainly a contrarian play because a lot of people on USC right now, but everybody's got a price. Everybody's got a number, right? All right, we're going a little bit out of order. Typically, we go by time, chronologically, if you will. But they changed the time on this one, and I'd already written everything down. This is my note sheet. So, Texas State goes to Arizona State. This one's on TNT at 9:30 p.m. Central Time. Arizona State, a 14.5-point home favorite, total of 58.5. And, of course, Arizona State lost last week in upset fashion, last-second touchdown pass. But Elliott says it best, live by the blitz, you die by the blitz. They had the same thing happen against Texas in the playoff last year. Mississippi State, this time, hit them over the top. I mean, great, but if you don't get home on the blitz, that can get you. So where they didn't allow anything at all to Mississippi State in the second half until about 20 seconds left in the game or whatever it was. Yeah, pretty wild. Arizona State won this matchup 31-28 over Texas State in San Marcos last year. Arizona State is now, I hope you're ready for this number, 9-18-1 against the spread in regular season non-conference games. But they are 3-1 against the spread against Sunbelt teams. So do with that what you will. Texas State, 3-4 against the spread against the Big 12. It was almost a pick 'em last year against Arizona State when they were hosting them. Now, this was well before anybody knew that Arizona State was going to be a Big 12 contender, much less a playoff team. My stats spread has Arizona State minus a little less than 3. My power rating has Arizona State by 5. I think that G.J. Kinney has hit on his quarterback again. It appears that they are doing their thing on offense one more time. Number 22 in PPA per drive on offense, number 42 offensive success rate, and number 18 in offensive explosiveness. Do I think Arizona State wins the game? Absolutely. Do I think that they cover more than 2 touchdowns? I don't believe so. Yes, Arizona State has more talent. They just have not quite figured it all out yet. The 5 factors rank, Texas State should be favored there. 5 factors plus talent, that also is Texas State. Their strength of schedule is certainly less, but Texas State just handled UTSA, who was able to move the ball pretty effectively on Texas A&M in week 1. So, yeah, I think the Texas State defense is not very good, but the Arizona State offense apparently cannot throw the ball anymore. Don't know what's going on with that. Number 90 in PPA per pass. Number 115 in yards per attempt. QBR is number 115. I mean, it's not good. This is a game to get right, but I'm going to go with Texas State. I think they can score some points here. I think they will be able to hang around in this game. Give me the Bobcats plus 14.5 on this one. All right, back to chronological time. Washington State goes to Denton, Texas. They're taking on North Texas, the Mean Green, and the Mean Green there, UNT. They are a 6.5-point home favorite, total of 58.5. This one, 2:30 p.m. Central on ESPNU. Washington State, 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 road openers. And North Texas, 11-15 against the spread against non-conference competition since 2019. Eric Morris is doing some outstanding things with this offense already. They are rolling. That is why North Texas is favored by 6.5. This thing opened at 5.5. Washington State absolutely beat San Diego State into a pulp last week. Most people still cannot seem to get the Idaho game out of their head. Washington State did not look good in that game. But to be fair, Washington State, aside from some explosive plays, etc., didn't really look all that great against San Diego State last week. I know they beat them to death. I know the scoreboard certainly tells a story, but it doesn't tell necessarily the whole story. They're not very explosive on offense. Defense is pretty good at it. Turnover margin, yeah, both of these teams tied at number 45 in turnover margin. Penalties per game, Washington State's number 99. You look at talent, that's interesting as well. I think this North Texas quarterback is a game changer. He's a walk-on. Didn't expect him to win the job. He's come out. He looks great. Looks absolutely great. And I know this is a lot of points, but when I'm looking at explosiveness, points per play margin, everything else, I think this is a massive spot for North Texas. The fact that I can still get him at 6.5, that's the way I'm going to roll. Give me the Mean Green minus 5.5 or 6.5. North Texas minus 6.5 on that one.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Are you looking to catch your favorite team or concert live? Ticket Smarter makes buying tickets safe and simple. With our promo code, you save big. Use WCE10 for $10 off an order of $100 or more, or WCE20 for $20 off $300 or more. Grab your tickets now at Ticket Smarter. Game number 13. Oregon State heads to Texas Tech. 2:30 p.m. Central on Fox. Texas Tech, a 22.5-point home favorite. Total of 61.5 on this one. Oregon State 3-0 against the spread in season road openers. They are 1-2 against the spread their last three against the Big 12. And Texas Tech, 1-3 against the spread in their last four against Pac-12 teams. Technically, Oregon State is a Pac-12 team. This is true. Texas Tech did lose last year to Oregon at home. So, something to pay attention to. Or was that 2 years ago? I can't remember. Either way, Texas Tech has played a whole lot of nobodies thus far. They are number 135 out of 136 in current strength of schedule, but they are number one in PPA margin. They are doing what you are supposed to do to bad football teams. They beat Kent State like a drum last week and did not cover the 48.5 because they gave up two touchdowns. So 68-14 does not quite get us home. Or 64-14, whatever it was. It was 48, not 40.5. That's the way it goes. They look good at everything thus far. Texas Tech looks really good. There's nothing you can say about them other than penalties. Number 93 in the country, they're averaging 7 per game. But Oregon State is number 83. Oregon State also number 118 in turnover margin. They are number 111 in giveaways. They are number 127 in points per play margin. Number 115 in net points per drive. And this is against the number 86 current strength of schedule. So this is not good. They got smoked by Cal. They got beat by Fresno, even though they probably won the box score. Things are not great for Oregon State. And when you look at overall talent, Texas Tech has it in droves. Oregon State does not. There's just not a whole lot that I can point at that would get us there, right? And so when I look at this, 22.5, I mean, it feels like a lot. This feels like kind of a statement game. It's the first name on the schedule. It is the week before Texas Tech plays Utah. But this feels like the spot. I mean, you see the power rating, Texas Tech minus 21.5, right there around the number. Stats say Texas Tech should be favored by 36.8. I'm going to go with that. This thing was 24.5. It's come down to 22.5. I think it's going the wrong way. Give me Texas Tech minus 22.5. I like the Red Raiders to put up a very big number here. Iowa State's going over to Jonesboro. We don't hear that very often. This is the first time since 2015 that Arkansas State has hosted a Power Four opponent. But yes, Arkansas State hosting Iowa State. Iowa State currently a 21-point favorite. That's the consensus. Total of 55.5 on this. 3 p.m. Central on ESPN2 on this. Iowa State won this matchup 52-7 last year. And that was, a 7-win? 8-win Arkansas State team? This Arkansas State team is, I would say, significantly worse than that. That's what I would say. Iowa State is 8-1 against the spread in their last 9 immediately following the Cy-Hawk game against Iowa. Well, would you look at that? They got a win last week at home over Iowa for the first time since 2011. Now they got to go on the road. After that, they got conference play coming up, etc. Maybe it's a sandwich spot. I don't think so. It's the week after Cy-Hawk. They have a bye week next week. This is the spot. They are going to let it fly. Absolutely. The offense did not look very good last week. The offense hadn't really been great the whole time. They're number 70 in offensive success rate, number 92 passing, number 113 rushing. Arkansas State typically can put up some points. I don't look for them to be able to do that against this defense. Just don't. This is one of those spots where Iowa State will absolutely grind them to a pulp. And I expect it to be well more than 3 touchdowns. I mean, we saw it in week 2 when they got back from Ireland. They beat up South Dakota, 52-7, I believe it was. And then 52-7 is what Iowa State beat Arkansas State by last year. And I think that was a better Arkansas State team. Not going to overthink this. Not going to be crazy with it. Give me Iowa State minus 20. Let me take that back. I've got a 20.5. Give me Iowa State minus 20.5. I'll take that. I'll take that one. Over to the SEC, where the Ragin' Cajuns of Louisiana are going to Missouri. Missouri, a 27.5-point home favorite, total of 47.5. This one, 3 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone on ESPN+. Plus, you got to have your plus for this one. So get your streamers out. Louisiana 4-3 against the spread against the SEC in the last 7. They are 0-4 against the spread in their last 4 road openers. Missouri 4-1 against the spread against Sunbelt teams, but they do have South Carolina coming to town next week. Had a big win over Kansas just last week. So, bit of a sandwich spot. Massive rivalry game. Got a big win. Now you got to play a G5 team. G6 team, excuse me, from the Sun Belt. The week before, you got to play South Carolina. And we know that Shane Beamer and Eli Drinkwitz are not exactly the best friends. We'll put that. But that's what we're looking at. Louisiana, Walker Howard has an oblique injury. He's going to be out for the year now, apparently. That's not good, because this Louisiana offense is not good. Number 126, current strength of schedule. For Louisiana, number 95 PPA per drive, number 108 offensive success rate. They have not been very good at that. I do like the coach, DeSormo, for Louisiana, but now, this early in the season, you gotta figure some things out. Your running game is okay. It's not going to be against Missouri. That's not how this thing works. So, I am of the belief that, I mean, Missouri's going to smoke these guys. Eli likes to put up points when he can, and I think he'll do that here. They'll put up a bunch of points. They'll bring in second stringers. They'll let them put up points. 27.5 is not enough. I know that my number on this power rating is Missouri minus 20. Stats projected as Missouri minus 24. Power rating still has some priors that have Walker Howard in it. Stats, eh. Like, I've got an opponent adjusted. Sometimes I don't necessarily trust my opponent adjustment, just so you know. I think that Missouri is going to dog walk these guys. Schedule spot's not great. Give me the Tigers. Give me the Tigers to cover minus 27.5 at home. We move to the night slate, and we're going to the Sun Belt. App State travels to Hattiesburg to take on Southern Miss. 6 p.m. Central, ESPN Plus. Again, get your streamers out for this one. App State currently a 2.5-point favorite. This thing opened? Yeah, opened 1.5. Went back close to pick 'em, and I think Southern was actually favored in a spot or two. Now it's all the way back out to App State minus 2.5 on this. Total of 55.5. App State won this matchup 48-38 last year. Granted, different team. The Southern Miss team was 1-11 last season with Will Hall as that coach. Now, of course, Southern Miss, if you live under a rock, you might not know that Charles Huff is the new head coach there, who was the he was Marshall's head coach, and they won the Sun Belt just last year. His new offense coordinator is Blake Anderson. Do I think they're going to do some big things eventually? Yeah. But I don't think that that's going to happen right now. So, I mean, maybe. Braylon Braxton is an incredible player. The offense has not been good thus far. We'll say that. Number 108 PPA per drive. Some of this has to do with the fact that they had to play Mississippi State. They are 1-1 against the spread. App is 1-1. And let me tell you, A.J. Swan and what he's doing with that offense, pretty impressive thus far. App State lost a bunch of guys, and they've looked fantastic. Like, App State looks like a really good football team. So, cheers to Dowell Loggins and that bunch. Because I did not expect this. I thought, if you look at what they brought in, I think they brought in like 16 former Power Four guys. Some of the guys from Arkansas came over with Loggins. Interesting. Very interesting. So, this is, I think we're overthinking the room here. Like, power rating has App State minus 1. Stats has App State minus 3.39. I think we're overthinking it. I think App State is the better team right now. It's less than a field goal. I know it's on the road. And when you start looking at trends like that, App is 6-15-1 against the spread in conference road games. That is certainly not good. Southern Miss, 11-22 straight up, 13-18 against the spread at home. That ain't good either. So, two teams that are still trying to figure it out. It appears that App State has got it more figured out right now. Give me the Mountaineers minus the 2.5. I will take App State and Coach Loggins. Stop guessing and start winning. Stochastic provides advanced data and strategies for DFS players and bettors built by pros who know how to find edges. Click the link in the description and sign up today. Four more games to go. And again, like the video, go check out buymeacoffee.com/winningcures if you would, or bettingcfb.com if the link works. I don't know what's going on with the link right now, but it's supposed to redirect. Is what it is. And you can get all these stat sheets on there if you would like. All right. Ohio is going to Ohio State. This is the first time that they have played since 2010. And even before that, they don't play all that often. I'll tell you that. 6 p.m. Central. This one is a Peacock exclusive, from what I understand. So you got to have your streaming service for this one as well. They're just really killing this game, aren't they? Ohio State, minus 31.5 is our line. Total of 52.5 on this. So the line has come down from 34.5 to 31.5. And the total has come down, 54.5 down to 52.5. Ohio 2-0 against the spread against Power 4 teams already this year. They are coming off of an upset against West Virginia. Ohio State 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 against the MAC. They are 23-17 against the spread as 20-plus point favorites in the last 40 games that they have played in that role. I've got Ohio State by almost 30 in the stat spread. Power rating, I've got Ohio State by 23 here. The talent difference is extraordinarily large. Number 6 against number 115. However, this Ohio team has been together for a while. There's some continuity there because the coaching staff that Tim Albin left to go to Charlotte did not all follow him there. Parker Navarro, a fantastic quarterback at Ohio. The running game is okay. It's nothing necessarily to write home about. And I don't think that the offensive line is going to have a lot of success against this defensive line for Ohio State. So that is something to pay attention to. Ohio State just has such a massive advantage in all of these spots. I don't think they necessarily hold anything back in this one either. It's an in-state opponent. Typically against MAC teams, they cover these numbers, and the number has come down far enough now to 31.5 that I'm going to swing back. I'm going Ohio State. I know it's a big favorite. I get that. But the Ohio love after a win over West Virginia in what was very much a look-ahead spot for West Virginia going into the backyard brawl this week, I don't know that I buy it. Rutgers was able to put up a ton of points on this Ohio defense. Feel like people don't seem to remember that. Yeah, it's great that Ohio has been covering spreads against some of these teams. Ohio State is a different animal. Give me the Buckeyes. I think Julian Sayin is going to be fantastic. And the wide receivers that he has to work with, I mean, there's no hope for Ohio's defensive backs. Give me Ohio State minus 31.5 on this. Old Dominion going to Virginia Tech. Got a few more games here. 6 p.m. Central Time on the ACC Network. Virginia Tech, a 7.5-point home favorite, total of 50.5. And we're going to see if anybody decides to show up at Lane Stadium again this season after what happened in the second half against Vanderbilt last week. It was a complete bloodbath. It was gross seeing what the Commodores were able to do against this Virginia Tech defense last week. Virginia Tech did win this game 37-17 last year. Old Dominion 0-3 straight up, 1-2 against the spread in Blacksburg. Virginia Tech has covered 2 straight against Old Dominion, but this team for Virginia Tech looked absolutely done last week. In that second half, it looked like there was zero buy-in. Ricky Ronnie and what he's doing at Old Dominion is interesting, if nothing else. Both of these teams have played top 26 current strength of schedules. The talent gap is pretty large, but Old Dominion always seems to play above their head. They are really good as a dog, especially in conference play. Now, this is not a conference game, but Old Dominion is 2-0 against the spread so far this year. Virginia Tech, 0-2 straight up, 0-2 against the number. They have not looked good. Now, they have played 2 SEC teams, but neither here nor there. They did have Vanderbilt at home last week. They were a favorite, and they got dog stomped. I mean, it was awful. Absolutely awful. So, looking at the numbers, my stats projected spread has Old Dominion favored by like 10, and my power rating has Old Dominion favored by 0.3. So the fact that they were getting more than a touchdown, yeah, I'm going to go with Ricky Ronnie's bunch. I'm going with the Monarchs. Give me Old Dominion plus 7.5. I know it's on the road. I know this is a bounce back spot for Virginia Tech, but I will take ODU plus 17.5 or plus 7.5. Excuse me. Last two games to discuss, and this one, a historic rivalry. Now, it's the first meeting since 2010, but Utah, the Utes, are heading to Wyoming. Utah, a 23.5-point favorite. Total is 48.5. The number has not really moved. It's kind of bounced around a little bit, but it has settled, and that is the consensus number right now. Wyoming 4-8 against the spread against P4 teams. In their last 12, they did upset Texas Tech to start off the 2023 season. That was not the current Texas Tech team that we have seen. Utah, my numbers have them favored by 16.62 in the projected stats spread. My power rating has Utah by about 14 points, maybe a little more than 13.5. Laramie is an incredibly difficult place to go play, typically, but Utah knows about it. They live in elevation. This is not as big of an advantage for Wyoming in a game against Utah as it typically would be against somebody else. Utah, I think as much hype as they had, I still think that they were underhyped. They have looked absolutely incredible. They're number 10 in PPA margin. They beat UCLA like a drum in week one. And last week, the offense just continued rolling on. Devin Dampier, pretty good odds, well, short odds to win the Heisman now. I mean, he looks incredible in this offense with Jason Beck. Number 17 in turnover margin. They're number 15 in points per play margin. Number 44 in penalties per game. And Wyoming, number 130 in penalties per game. So that is something to pay attention to for sure. I am fired up about this. I know that these points are kind of all over the place. But when I'm looking at these teams, Wyoming is also 2-0 against the spread as well. They have looked pretty good. But I think these are two different level teams. Utah, a top 40 roster. Wyoming is ranked outside the top 100 in talent. And when you look at the lines of scrimmage, I think there's just a world of difference here. So the fact that elevation is not as much of an advantage against Utah, I'm riding the Utes. I'm riding that wave. Give me Utah minus 23.5 on the road here. I know that's a crazy number, but until Utah does not cover, I'm going to keep rolling with this because this Dampier thing with Jason Beck is it's impressive. And finally, last game for us to discuss, Minnesota at Cal. This one's Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone on ESPN. Minnesota, a 1.5-point road favorite, total of 43.5. This one has come down from 2.5. You can get one at a couple of spots as well. The Calgarhythm is going to go bananas if they find a way to win this game. That quarterback that they've got, JKS, can absolutely sling it. I mean, it's one of the more shocking. Maybe I should not be shocked by the fact that coaches like Brian Harsin and Justin Wilcox and Nick Rolovich, who have all been wildly successful in their own rights in certain spots, all of a sudden you bring them all together and they can actually do something together. Who would have thought, right? Minnesota 4-1 against the spread on the road in 2024. Cal was only 3-4 against the spread at home just last year. Cal is 8-3 against the spread in their last 11 against the Big Ten. I'm curious what the late start is going to do to Minnesota here. They are traveling all the way across the country. Now, granted, again, they went 4-1 against the spread on the road just last year. But this is an interesting spot. Minnesota, freshman quarterback, interesting, right? Darius Taylor might be hurt. He might be out of this game. That's the running back for Minnesota. Cal, that JKS kid, I mean, he has got a cannon for an arm, and he is accurate, and I was not expecting that out of a freshman. So you got two freshman quarterbacks. One of them is at home. The other is on the road. For the first time, I know that my stat spread has Minnesota minus 6. I know my power rating has Minnesota minus 2.2. I think Cal is going to show out here. I mean, this thing is on ESPN. It's against a Big Ten team. I think JKS is going to have a game here. Curious what he looks like against this defense. That is one thing to point out. But I feel like this kid's a game changer. I'm gonna ride with it. Give me Cal. Give me the Calgarhythm. I want to see what they do. Give me Nick Rolovich and Brian Harsin doing their thing on offense. I'm interested. Cal plus 1.5 is where we're going on this one. All right. Last time, bettingcfb.com. And if that doesn't work, it's buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. You can get all the different stat spreadsheets for every single FBS versus FBS game on the schedule right over there. I've already posted them for this week, so go and check it out. $5 a month, $50 for the year over there. Like the video, subscribe, jump in the comments, all that good stuff. And, of course, subscribe to the podcast, leave a nice review. You guys should know by now what you're doing. And if you want to reach out to me, Gary@winningcureseverything.com is the best way to do that. Let's recap this thing. Let's go through it. Wake plus 7.5. Colorado plus 5.5, Kansas State minus 1.5, New Mexico plus 16, Michigan minus 27.5, Temple plus 23.5, Oregon minus 27.5, Memphis minus 3.5, South Alabama plus 25.5, Purdue plus 21.5, Texas State minus 14.5, North Texas minus 6.5, Texas Tech minus 22.5, Iowa State minus 20.5, Missouri minus 27.5, and then the last five, App State on the road minus 2.5, Ohio State minus 31.5, Old Dominion plus 7.5, Utah minus 23.5, and Cal at home plus 1.5. That is going to wrap things up. You guys have been absolutely fantastic. Keep subscribing. Keep sharing the show out. Tell your friends about it. All that good stuff. We're having a good time here. It's been a good start to the season. Again, the overall record 35-24-1 against the number thus far this season. Let's keep this thing rolling. Go check out the other video. All that good stuff. Three Dog Thursday's coming up on Thursday as well. So lots of things to look forward to. With that said, you guys take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Subscribe, leave a review or comment. Follow at GaryWCE on X and check out the web store.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.